Well, good morning and welcome to this special, oh so special, Pledge Day edition of The Quiz Show. My name is Ed Hollihan. We are so glad that you could join us this morning for 1 hour of quizzy puzzlers, radio trivia, and a whole bunch of chances for you to pledge your support for community radio. As you already know, today is our one-day spring pledge drive, so this is the first of 8,000 times we'll be giving you this phone number, which is 638-9378, so that you can call in and give us your pledge. And just because it's Pledge Day, we have assembled an exceptional bundle of brains to compete for the title of smartest darn kid on this block. Julie Tamara returns to defend her crown. Welcome back, lady.
I am here to defend the whole block.
Are you feeling
spicy?
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah. I've been reading the encyclopedia since 4 a.m.
Whoa.
What?
Now that's serious.
I could never stay up that late.
That voice you might already know is Matt Shortridge. Welcome back. Also,
thank you so much.
Champion.
No, I don't think I have it
in the notes. You actually, well, it was the time you paid me off, but yes.
Oh, that
you
time.
Are a, are a former champion. Welcome back anyway.
It's great. Thank you.
Thanks for doing
Delighted.
This. And thanks for the earlier busking. The music was just wonderful.
Fun.
And it somehow showed up on the tote board. A lot of people agreed that that was just wonderful. Thank you. And Emily Grantham, Be Still My Heart is in the house. Welcome back, champ.
Such an honor
to
be in a room with such this bundle of brains.
this bundle of...
We'll see. We'll
one
see.
Bundle.
You know what? Now that I think about it, that's an awful bundle of brains.
Tied up with a little bow.
As always.
It's a bouquet of brains.
Oh, that's better.
Very
that's
spring,
better.
Pledge
spring,
drive,
spring,
bouquet of,
May.
Bouquet
it's
of brains.
May. It's May. And as always, Ann Altland is here to keep us all on the straight and narrow. Thank you, lady.
Am I included in the bundle of brains? I mean, am I?
Definitely.
You put the bow on the brains.
Oh.
That's what you do.
Maybe you're the vase to our bouquet.
The vase to your bouquet. Okay.
Yeah. You keep us together.
I am so glad to be here, especially on this special pledge drive day.
Yeah. Yeah, and Terry O'Connor is our producer extraordinaire. As always, he's the best.
He has gotten
us through this crazy morning of live radio. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Truly. 638-9378. Have we said that enough? Why don't you guys give it a shot? What's the phone number?
608-638-9378. I thought I had an echo. I was trying to figure out where that was coming from.
Yes,
that's
called.
Matt. That's great.
Your shadow.
That's because
but, you know, they can also go to WDRT.org.
I was just going to ask you that.
And just do it online if that's what's best for you.
If they have, like, a device or something. They could.
One of those things that I have.
And then there's what? There's, like, a menu to click through and boink, you're
just
in.
Just hit donate. And you'll go there. Just
hit
find
donate.
The word donate somewhere and just hit it.
And it
just
pulls it right out of their wallet, doesn't it?
On the line. You can do everything on the line.
Don't hit it too hard.
Bop it.
Right on
Bop
the
it.
Line.
Right on the line.
Can
squish
you
be, it.
Yeah. But we're going to go over the line, I think.
We're going to at least step up to it.
Yeah.
Yes. The rules are simple, folks. The panel will be asked a question. The first player to buzz in will have a chance to answer. That's it. That's what I meant. If the answer is incorrect, another panelist may buzz in. And a correct answer will receive 1 point. Heads up, at some unmentioned point in the game, there will be a bonus point or two available. Mm. You know when they put the holes in the music? Never mind.
What is that? What's the purpose of that?
Good question.
It's a
first quiz
it's,
question.
It's a Swiss
Get your buzzers ready.
Point.
What is the purpose of holes in a music? No, that's not the first question. Any up, folks, if you're listening. It's because you're enjoying what you hear, unless you're like a crazy person and you listen to stuff you don't like. Let's just assume you're not. And we're really glad you're listening. What should folks like that do if they're happy with what they hear?
They should call that phone number.
Which one?
What was that phone number?
The 638 number?
Yeah,
638-9378.
9378.
Yeah.
They should call that and then pry open their wallets and make something happen.
We all know folks where that is. You practically need a jack to get
I'm
the wallet.
I'm one of those people.
I wasn't going to say anything, Matt. I'm looking at you, but I wasn't going to say anything. Anyway, you know what he means. Pledge us your support. You like us, support us. You're I'm standing right across from our wizard, DRT's wizard of the accounts. Correct me if I'm wrong. Members are fairly important to our bottom line.
Oh, yeah. I mean, by and large, the largest, you know, source of our funding, somewhere around the 65% mark.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Without you, we are not WDRT. We are not here. Without our listeners supporting us with their hard-earned dough. That's just the bottom line.
What about all those corporate sponsors, like all those healthcare mega conglomerates?
We sent them all pink slips.
We don't know anything about them.
We sent them all pink slips. No. On September 17th of 2010, we fired every last darn one.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. That's bold.
Completely uncorporate ever since.
Okay. We're talking grassroots support here, Matt. Grassroots. No mega corps.
And the grass is growing this year.
Mm-hmm. It's green. It's getting greener.
It was the ice
you
that
donate.
Did it.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, folks. Our first game is called My Mom's Greater Than Your Mom. This game will test your knowledge of real moms throughout history, the good, the bad, and the merely famous. Okay? Get your buzzers ready. Question number one. Which humanitarian, known as the Mother of Calcutta, founded Julie?
Mother Teresa?
You would be right.
Oh.
Calcutta.
You're fast on that thumb.
She is fast. Yeah, that's one of her workouts. She buzzes every morning.
I did not do my
thumb. Yeah, I did see her doing thumb stretches.
While reading the encyclopedia, I have a thumb exercising.
Multitasking.
Yeah, no, it's... It's,
she's got an edge. This is
deep.
An unfair advantage here. I'm not. I don't know about this.
It's the evil eye. I'm staring you down.
Which
ancient go over radio?
Which ancient Egyptian queen is believed to be the mother of Tutankhamun? Ancient Egyptian queen. Emily.
Do we get points deducted for wrong answers?
No. So you go, girl.
Cleopatra.
No, that was a really nice guess. Anybody else? Matthew.
Nefertiti.
Exactly right. Exactly.
I would have said that, but I felt embarrassed because that would be the only name I would know.
That's exactly why I guessed it.
What famous mom wrote Little Women and based the mother character on herself, the author of Little Women?
I want to
take it. Yeah, come on.
So embarrassed.
Emily.
Is it something Louise Alcott?
Yes, I will give you that. It's Louisa May Alcott.
I think
nice.
Two-thirds of a point, I think, would
two-thirds.
Be appropriate.
And
we can't
can you
map
cover
that.
The two-thirds of a point?
No.
In a word. No.
Thank you for the generous.
That would be 0.666 points.
No repeating forever.
6.66 points would be 0.66 points.
Round numbers only, people.
Which British royal was the mother of Prince William and Prince Harry? Matt.
Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth the wrong. That's wrong.
Oh,
who was
that
it?
Is wrong, isn't
would that
it?
Be Julie? Princess Diana?
It would be Princess
Di. Oh,
yeah. Yes.
I was saying that, I knew it was wrong.
You know, isn't that a
I hate
weird
that feeling. That's a bad feeling.
Yeah, it's hard to get
but
it
But my
back.
Mouth is already you know, moving.
The lure is in the water. And,
yeah.
You know, what are you, anyway.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Bad. That was bad.
This is a tough one. Who is the mother of Jesus Christ? Emily.
Mary.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
We need a last
Mary
name.
Who?
Mary Meg.
No,
she didn't have a last name. She didn't have a last, did she?
Of Joseph.
Oh, Mary of Joseph.
Jeez. Okay. The American actress, this American actress, won an Oscar for her best performance in 1946 in a film called Mildred Pierce. I'm sure you all remember it. She was the subject of a very unflattering portrayal of motherhood in the film Mommy Dearest. Oh. Who was that American actress who is the subject of Mommy Dearest?
Oh, I know that movie.
Absolutely iconic.
It is. What is her name?
I'll give you six.
Points for having a clue.
Three, two.
I know, like the hangers. She's upset about the hangers. Can I get a half point?
No.
No. It's already been established.
I know.
Her
no,
name
I'm
was gonna... Joan Crawford.
Crawford, of
yes,
course.
Yes, of course you knew that.
Yeah.
Which former United States Secretary of State is also Chelsea's mom? Who is that? Matt.
Hillary Clinton.
You would be right. She was married to the second... She was married to the second president of the United States. Their relationship was, by all accounts, exemplary. It really was. Oh. She endured a successful mastectomy without modern anesthetics.
Whoa.
Who was
heck?
That noble soul? married to the second president of the United States. That's the only hint I'm going to give you. Her name was Abigail Adams.
Oh.
She was an Irish-American dressmaker and a school teacher who organized for the United Mine Workers. She helped found the International Workers of the World, the Wobblies. Who was she? She goes by a very famous nickname. She has a magazine named after her. Matt.
Mother Jones.
Mother Jones, whose real name was Mary Harris Jones.
Thanks for the magazine.
Yeah, yeah, once you said okay. that, I was...
Well, you also win a subscription to Mother Jones. Because
that I get to pay for.
You get to pay for it, yes. Yeah. Yeah. She was the first woman appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. And by all accounts, Julie.
Oh, I should move. Oh.
Sandra Day O'Connor?
Yes, it is. It is. It is. These words are from an Irish song. This mother's name is the title of the song. And here's a bit of the lyric. There's a spot in my heart that no Colleen may own. I'll kiss the dear fingers, so toil-worn for me. Oh, God bless you and keep you, Mother.
Maybe if you sing it.
Yeah, on your best day. Mother McCree.
Oh, I would not have gotten there.
Nope.
I think maybe that was a... You were throwing me a bone there. You know,
I was hoping it was about an old woman that lived in the shoe.
I'll pick it up later. I'll pick the bone up later. Yeah, thanks. Her kids are named Sasha and Malia. Emily.
Michelle Obama.
That would be Michelle Obama. Okay, we got that calculator cooking.
The Obamas are Irish, aren't they? I guess they're...
Irish section of Kenya.
There's a great song called Barack Obama. Something about Barack Obama's Irish... Yeah,
mama.
No, he's got Irish.
We'll have to play it.
Irish mama. There's a lot of rhymes. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Anne, so, what do you know?
Well, it's kind of fun because we got three that were missed, and then we're all tied for three.
No.
Love
yes.
It.
No.
Three-way tie. That's what happens when you bring three champions back.
Right.
Like,
It's going to be quite
the
game.
It's going to be a battle. Right, a battle of the bundle of brains.
So if I asked you each name, you'd say three?
Yep.
Three?
I don't know.
Three?
I don't know. Ask me.
I can't wait till we're tied at nine. That'll be really fun. Number nine.
If we're tied at six,
I
then we'd be six,
say
six.
Six.
Don't even say it. Don't even look at me and think about it. Okay. I'm catching on flames right now. Anyway, back to the point of
we're
today.
Doing something here today.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Besides,
so if you're just tuning in, this is our spring one-day pledge drive when we one day ask you to support this wonderful station that you listen to and love. Excuse me.
She's getting verklempt.
It's an emotional time. It is emotional. This place is amazing. And we have all these amazing people that make this radio station go, including all the people that are in this room right now. And you, the listener, who supports us financially so that we can keep this thing going. I mean, it's simple. We can blah, blah, blah all day long, but it's just really simple. We just need donations to keep this station doing what it's doing. And you're out there, and we need your support. So call.
Stop by. Call 608-638-9378.
That's right.
Yeah, stop by. We'd love to have you stop by.
Matt just let the cat out of the bag. Yeah, we have this brand new drive-up window just for you. I'm talking to you out there, just so you can drive up and leave your check. It's in Schlick's parking lot. It's right next door. There's a 12-point turn to get yourself back out of that tiny little parking lot. But you can handle it.
Just ride your bike and come in.
You know what?
It's a bike.
She's right.
It's
she's
really
right.
More of a bike.
That's why
lanes.
She does keep what it. She does yep. here.
Make
when
it,
she's
keep it
right.
simple. I like that. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. That finishes with another word.
Keep it simple, stupid. I'm saying it. Kiss.
Kiss.
And we have some sweet swag.
Oh, we
do.
Sweet swag.
We got this.
What do we got?
Bandana.
Yes. Get out.
Oh yeah. I got that bandana.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
And the fanny pack.
The
I cannot
pack.
Get enough.
Our fanny
if you donate
back.
60, you get the fanny pack is so back.
It's you
so
can fanny also pack call it a back. Sling bag if you prefer. It depends on, you know,
so
your generation.
It sounds like Matt will go sling. Mm-hmm. I will go fanny.
Yeah. Fanny. Mm-hmm.
I go fanny too. Reclaim the fanny pack.
Yes,
nope. Anyway.
Did you guys get that number? 608-638-9378 or WDRT.org.
So help us out, will you? And thank you ahead of time. Thank you.
Love you.
Game number two. It happened in May. This is a history quiz. I will ask you to name actual people, places, and events, all of them historically significant, and each of them happened in the month of May. Are your buzzers ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
His murder in May of 2020 sparked nationwide protests. Emily?
George Floyd.
You would be right.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
May 18th, 1980, so put your Wayback hats on. What mountain in the American Northwest erupted in a massive, Emily?
Mount St. Helens.
It would be Mount St. Helens. Oh. Boy, was she angry. Born on May 6th, 1961, this American actor starred in such films as Batman and Robin, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Michael, Clayton, Julie.
George Clooney.
It would be George Clooney.
How do you know George Clooney's birthday? That's incredible.
I just know his entire catalog.
He's a, he's a sustaining member. Not too many people know that.
Amal. So him and Amal.
Be cool. Wow, join be cool. George. Okay. Join us. May 29th, 1848. This state was admitted to the Union as the 30th state in 1848.
Oh, come on.
Some of you who...
I'm just going to take a Emily. Guess. Missouri.
Boy, you're... It was a state. That's this was a bad state. Julie.
I'm going to guess California.
Oh, of
man. The 49ers?
Folks are hot. Matt, what do you think?
Tennessee, of course.
Damn, you're also close.
Wow.
It's Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Because we live in Wisconsin.
You see, it was a local joke. And
Anyway. God.
It's 48, okay. 49. Wow. You know,
I thought we were in Tennessee.
We were thinking too hard.
Okay. I thought we were
for
in Tennessee.
For future reference, scratch that question.
For future reference, I'll know that forever.
Will.
Born on this day in 1856, he was the founder of modern psychoanalysis. Emily.
I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Who Julie.
Freud.
Sigmund Freud.
Cats came into my mind, and I'm like, Freud. I know it's like a last name.
There is
Sigmund Freud.
There is a Freudian word for what just happened to you. I don't know what it is, but if one of you would call in with your pledge and tell us what that word is.
Forgetting. Freudian forgetting.
That's right. That's I think that's the technical term.
Yeah.
Sigmund, would you like to have coffee?
You know, a little tiny coffee.
He was sworn in as the president of South Africa in 1994. He had Matthew.
Mm. Nelson Mandela.
No. It would be Nelson Mandela. Oh.
I thought that was me, Matt. I thought it was me.
May 22nd in 1906, they received a patent for their flying machine. Julie.
Would that be the Wright brothers?
That would be the Wright brothers, both of them. Born on this date in 1931, he is on the short list of the greatest baseball players ever to play the game. He played center field for the New York Giants through the 1950s and 60s. Who was that? Passed away about a year ago. Matt.
Mickey Mantle.
One of the other New York teams. Anybody? 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 It was Willie Mays.
Oh. I was going to say Babe
Willie
Ruth.
Mays. I was going to say like the one baseball player like, from history.
Babe Ruth. I was like, Babe I don't Ruth think was he was close. Alive.
He wasn't a center fielder either.
Was he born in May or you just choose that because it was because Mays? No.
Born on this date in 1931. Remember when the question started with born
Six?
On... That meant okay. May 6th. This
okay, got it.
Anyway, May 4th, 1970, this Ohio college campus was the site where four student protesters were killed by National Guard troops. Julie.
Kent State.
It is Kent State. May 1st, 1931, this building was officially opened. It was, at the time, the tallest skyscraper in the world, and Wade Matt.
Empire State Building?
That was the Empire State Building. The first Star Wars film was released in May of 1977. I had forgotten that. May of 1977. What was the full title of that first Star Wars movie? This is a bit tricky. What was the title? Emily.
I'm just going to take a guess. The Return of the Jedi?
No. It's a good guess. Anybody else? Matt.
A New Hope.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yes.
The real kicker is it was episode 4. Right. I mean, that's in the title.
Yeah.
Brand new movies. It's episode 4.
Crazy.
I didn't remember. Crazy. Yeah.
that George Lucas that when was it came a smart out. Guy.
Did you?
Man. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I was in high school. Yeah.
Oh. That's I wasn't how old in I am. High school. I was only 11.
Here we go. I won't tell you how old I was. In May of 2025, Cardinal Robert Prevost became the first U.S.-born pope. What, Julie, what was his pope's name?
Pope Leo.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you to be specific. Can you be specific? Come on, come on, come on.
There's a number.
If I gave you a
hint. Oh, there's a number?
Does somebody have the
pope
number?
Pope Leo the...
Otherwise,
Leo
she's the getting... Otherwise
Leo the fourth, she's, isn't it?
No.
Ninth.
Okay, you're getting the...
How many Leos could there have been? There like 100?
There were 13 before.
13.
He's the 14th.
Oh, 14.
I knew it had 14. A 4 in it.
Yes, you did.
Kind of. Kind of knew that.
May the 4th be with you.
Something original, man.
May 20th, 1932, she departed on her flight to become the first woman to solo Matt.
Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart. Bless her heart. Born on this day in 1915, he was the wonder boy of stage and radio. He created a panic when he broadcast War of the Worlds, Matt.
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles himself. Whew, that was exhausting. Oh. We'll give Anne a second.
Lord.
Come up Ooh. With a total for us here. Well done. Boy, you guys are gamers today.
Get a little boom, reclamped boom, over here. Boom.
I dressed Again? In layers today because I know this is a contact sport and we work with a sweat.
What do you say, Anne?
I just love how close this is. Okay. Emily has 3, and then Matt and Julie are tied at 4. Y'all missed 3, just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
Just saying.
Okay, game number 3. I'm glad you got your headphones on because you're going to need your sound. We'll play clips from some very well-known TV shows. Each of these shows featured Mom as a central character. It's your job to name the TV Mom. The characters.
Name the character.
The character's the name.
Oh.
The TV Mom in each of these shows. Would you play number 1, please, Terry?
Look at them over there. Men are such idiots. And I, Mary...
Emily.
Is that Pam?
I'm not getting... I didn't get any audio. I didn't hear it.
It's Bundy.
Really?
Oh. Is her name Pam?
Foul. Yeah, that was a foul. I'll give you the point. It's Peg Bundy.
Peg.
But...
My fault. My bad.
Are you okay?
The volume was turned down on my...
Yeah. Thing. Are you okay now?
I'm good.
Okay, good.
Thanks for tossing a point my way, Matt.
Yeah, he was ready. He was on it. Number 2, please.
Grandpa, I'm not going to wait around here any longer. If that cornball Caruso calls back, you tell him I've gone to bed. Oh, I'm so mad I could chew nails.
Be my guest.
Thank you.
The fact that Grandpa's in the scene might be a little help, but do you want to hear it again? Is you
I don't think that will help me.
Okay, I'll give you 3, 2, 1. That was Lily Munster, who was the mom of the Munsters.
Oh, was it really? Yes. I could chew nails. That's a giveaway. Yeah,
and that little voice was Grandpa, who you may remember. That
Yeah.
Number 3, please.
Well, if loving my kids is lame.
Julie?
Marge Simpson?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Okay, pay extension now. Number 4.
Now, I'm going to bring him a cup of coffee, just like he brought me a cup of coffee this morning. And that, young man, is what marriage is made of. It is give and take 50-50. And if you don't get it together and drop these macho attitudes, you are never going to have anybody bringing you anything, anywhere, anyplace, anytime, ever.
I think I know who, but I don't know
I
her
don't
first
know the
name.
Well, yeah.
I know. Well, I'll settle for her last name.
Cosby? Oh, wait, I didn't
know. No, I need the character.
It's not Jefferson's. It's Cosby. No. Oh, it is Cosby.
Yeah. You still got a shot if you want.
I would be able to guess at the show, but not a name at all.
That was Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show.
And I would have been wrong.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Huxtable.
Number next.
He wasn't traveling? Why did you put your glasses on here, buddy? You're missing a great game. Oh, you're going to give me a technical? You're going to give me a technical? You can't give me a technical!
Oh my God!
I don't know that one.
I feel like I could guess the show again, but never. Yeah.
I need
what is the show?
I need the character. The show is Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
And her name was Lois Wilkerson.
What's the show?
Malcolm in the Middle?
Oh. Don't even know
it's
that
okay,
one.
Buddy.
She was Frazzled Mom.
Number
was
next.
Her character.
Well, dear, you were trying for instant popularity. And like we said, just be yourself. You'll be popular. Dirty, but popular.
Julie.
Is that Mrs. Brady?
Yes, it is. Oh. Carol Brady, to be exact.
Carol, there we go.
Okay, my personal favorite is up next.
But your father and I have talked. You are not to play Mario Kart or go skateboarding for 3 weeks. And no TV. And you are not going to sit on that internet either. And every day, you're going to ride your bike over to Green Grove Retirement Home and visit Grandma.
Oh, that'll be nice.
By the way, she talks... Julie, who was that?
Could that be Mrs. Soprano?
Yes, it is. That's Calm.
Edie Falco?
Edie Falco. My sister talks just like that. You guys should
Why isn't she hosting the show? I mean, you're great.
There, no, you hurt my feeling.
You couldn't even respond. You didn't even just got the that sullen.
Was, that was hot. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Does the producer have a tissue or something?
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. One more, please.
George, the Lord created everybody equal.
Matt.
It is the Jeffersons.
Yes.
And her name was Mrs. Jefferson. He gave it to the. There was a Mrs. Mrs. Brady.
I know. Point. You got it. Her, you remember she was called charmingly Wheezy.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, Wheezy. Yes. Anne, how are we doing?
Great. I'm just there about. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum.
Should we hear from Emily while Anne's
Yeah.
Do you want me to go first? Because I do. Sure. Okay, no, Anne's going to go.
We'll just get it going. We're spreading out a little bit here. We got Emily at 7. Oh, I just have to say that last time I didn't add the numbers together from the first and the second.
I was going to say something, though.
Yeah, you were like, and I was good. Like, okay. Yeah. But anyway, we're back on track.
Good.
Emily has a total of 7 points. Matt has a total of 8 points, and Julie is in the lead with 10 points.
It's a game.
Hey, it's a game. Three again. There's something. It's a pattern.
Yes.
Oh.
Three.
Emily.
Well, should I stop saying
that? We have somebody to thank.
We do. Yeah, we're up to $3,712 of our $15,000 goal, so that's a great morning. We are off to a really great start, thanks in part to Beth, Art, Jeff and Moira, and Chris. I think I might know who Chris is.
Thank you, folks.
I know all these people probably.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know, right?
Which is what is so cool.
You live next door to Chris, don't you?
I think I do.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
So thank you guys for your support. We love you.
We love you. And now we're going to throw another game at you. And this one's really complicated, so pay attention. I'll give you a very technical description of a well-known thing or process generally associated with spring. It's your job to determine what the... heck I'm talking about.
Okay.
Very buzzers ready?
Very intrigued.
A small to medium-sized vertebrate, it's a member of the class Aves, taxonomically in the Turidae family, featuring a chromatically distinctive reddish to orange ventral region. What is this creature? Julie.
Is it a robin?
It's a robin, yes.
Oh, I thought
so
it
you
was
see
a
how
bug.
This is going to go.
I thought it was a bug.
It's a robin bug. See, if you had said that, I would have given you the point.
Okay,
but, a transient, aerodynamically unanchored atmospheric aggregation of microscopic liquid water droplets. Emily?
Is this a rain cloud? Like
yes, it is. Oh. Yes, it is.
Okay.
See where this is going.
Typically subterranean, heterotrophic, and non-photosynthetic organ systems of vascular plants, primarily responsible for anchorage and the absorptive mat.
Roots.
Roots is right.
I wondered. I was just...
a continuous emission and propagation of a broadband electromagnetic radiation originating from the thermonuclear fusion Emily.
The sun, baby.
Yeah.
Sunshine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was going
Which
there.
We have in abundance today. It's a lovely day.
Bountiful.
A meteorological phenomenon involving the enucleation, coalescence, and eventual gravitational descent of liquid water. Matt?
Rain.
Rain. Rain. A juvenile, pre-productive specimen of a mammal, typically belonging to the species within the family Cervidae, characterized by a pelage often exhibiting a cryptic pattern of lightly colored maculations. Matt?
Fawns.
It's a fawn.
What? How did you get
fawn from
that? I really like this game.
This is very good.
Seasonal, herbaceous, monocotyledonous botanical specimen belonging to the genus Allium. There's your tip. Appearing, Emily.
Ramps.
Ramps.
Wow.
I love ramps. Do you all love ramps? I love
I
ramps.
Do.
I love ramps, baby.
Terry came up with these, didn't he?
No.
I won't tell you who did.
I know they're good. This is
a physiological and biochemical process by which a previously dormant or vegetative angiosperm undergoes a hormonally regulated developmental transition, culminating in the sequential initiation, a differentiation, and expansion of floral structures.
What?
Julie.
Are these mushrooms?
No, it's a good idea.
Flowers.
Matt?
May flowers.
Yeah, you got it.
Brought by.
That's a
description. April showers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I wonder if, well.
Yeah, I do too.
Mushrooms was very good.
I hope it's not a 1-point game. The deliberate anthropogenic intervention into terrestrial or semi-controlled ecological substrates involving the precise placement of botanical propagules, I love that word, propagules, such as seeds, bulbs, tubers, or juvenile flora, into a prepared growth medium. What is that process? Matt.
Gardening.
Yeah. The rapid, involuntary, neuromuscular, expulsive reflex initiated by irritation or stimulation of the Emily?
Sneezing.
That is sneezing.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
We know who has allergies. The acoustic manifestation of rapid atmospheric pressure perturbations generated. Matt?
Thunder.
Thunder it is. Last one. The macroscopic reproductive structures, which are ascocarps, as you know, produced by fungi of the genus Morchel. These, Emily?
Spores?
I know. These organisms are characterized by their highly distinctive honeycomb reticulate morphology.
Morels. Morels.
Yes, sir.
My beeper isn't beeping.
Yeah, it was. We got
okay.
You.
Okay.
You were.
You're
beeping.
You've been beeping.
Woo!
We be beeping.
That was like bullets.
That's where I lost my lead, Matt.
But the mushrooms, I wanted you to take that because it was mushrooms.
All is fair.
Then with the honey, then you got more specific with the honeycomb.
More specific, actually.
Even more specific.
Moral specific.
Moral specific. I think they're immoral, those mushrooms.
They're amoral. That's what they are. They're so... Anyway, what do you think, Ian?
So many fruiting bodies all over the place. Not enough in some people's case. Mm-hmm.
Fruiting bodies.
That's what the mushroom is.
That's a good
is.
Band name.
Oh, yeah. Fruiting bodies.
Fruiting bodies.
I think this will be a new side project for us.
Yeah.
All right.
Here they are, the brooding bodies.
Brooding.
With bundles of brains.
We've got an upset.
Uh-oh.
What the?
We're only halfway through. An upset. Yes.
I'm not upset.
We have a new lead. Matt is at 14.
Woo-hoo.
Julie is right behind at 12. Woo-hoo. And Emily right there at 11.
This is a game for
it's
us.
Anyone's
this is a game.
Game.
Okay,
no,
you know.
Anyone's game.
I got to do a little catching up here. So I'm going to ask you to don your blindfolds.
Okay.
That's right, listeners. Y'all. I'll give you a minute to do this. I find it best to, take your time. Make sure they're secure because security is all important here.
No cheaters.
Oh, Paul and Horton. There's a good friend of this radio station, Mr. Dan, staring in our window. Hi, Dan, and thanks for coming
in. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
We can't see you.
We do so appreciate it.
We can't see anything.
Wave in the direction of the window.
Yeah, wave in the direction that you used to remember where the window was.
Shows up every pledge drive.
Not that window.
Dan does.
This window? Okay.
Over here. There's so many windows.
Way.
Hi.
This way. Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, that you got it, Emily.
Good.
There are three windows here.
Yeah.
For a small room.
Okay, folks. Is this somebody? We're going to hand you what will feel remarkably like a piece of paper to you, because it is a piece of paper. We're going to ask you on my command.
Is this buzzers down?
You'll need your buzzers too, but I you'll have time to do this. We're passing out this piece of paper. You're going to scratch it with your fingernail. Yes, you are. And you listeners have already guessed, this is a scratch and sniff contest, which we like to call Smell Me.
Are we Are we supposed to scratch and sniff each other?
Matt, come.
Ew.
Yes, you have that piece of paper, do you?
No.
Here they come.
Okay. Where
are don't scratch yet. Do not scratch yet. Wait for my command.
Is the scratch
Ready?
Side up? Wait, hold on. Is this scratch side up?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
How do we know?
Because it was handed to you that way.
All right.
But aside from that, these are all good questions, but they're not the answers. The answer are when I tell you to scratch and sniff and then hit your buzzer if you think you know what it is. Contestants, scratch and sniff. Emily.
Lilac.
Oh, spot on.
Is it?
Really?
Spot on.
No way.
Yes.
I was going to say lilac.
I have a very sensitive sense of smell.
Mine was shampoo.
Okay. This might be
Mine
my time
like
to shine.
Shampoo.
I was going to say Pat the Bunny.
We are collecting the old
the
papers.
That's adorable, Anne. I haven't thought about Pat the Bunny in a long time.
Scratching a bunny. No, never mind. Your hands are full. Yes. Ready?
Nope.
No, I don't
know.
Wait.
At my command.
I have nothing.
I don't have anything. Okay.
There I go.
Okay.
Scratch and sniff.
Chocolate. Chocolate.
Got a buzz,
Julia was first.
I was going to say that.
Well, go ahead and
so
say
I agree.
It.
I chocolate.
Yeah, great. That's
okay,
a winner.
But
that's a point.
Just because I buzzed. No. Okay.
Sorry, Matt.
Shocked.
It was the first buzz.
Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're handing out another. Yet another.
Where do you get did you get these at the Dollar Tree?
Yeah,
it's really
cool.
None of your business. Actually, if you have to know, my sister makes these in her basement.
Are they organic?
Well, of course. It's my sister we're talking about. And if they're not spot on, it's because, you know, she didn't have everything handy.
And there's not any. Are there any gross, disgusting ones?
On my command, you will scratch and sniff. Go. Emily.
Charcoal.
Yes. Yes.
How is that even an option in scratch and sniff world? Yeah.
Wait till you see the available list. Okay. We are going to hand you yet another magic little piece of paper. I'm so glad this technology exists. I'm old enough to remember when 3M invented it. It's called microencapsulation, by the way.
We could just get these to broadcast over the radio waves.
I know. Are all of the people back at home, are they all doing this with
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You should mail out these.
They have the home version of this game.
Sniffability. Nice.
Ready? You have one in your hands. Scratch and sniff.
Ew.
This
Matt.
Is gross.
It's like an herb. It's
I know.
It's gross.
Emily, you
I
go.
Know. Dill.
Yes, pickles.
Pickles.
Yes. We have one more for you.
This is not going to be my place of regaining my lead.
It goes in a different part of my brain.
Clear
than
your
my
nasal
verbal.
Cavities. We have one
I
more.
I need to clean my fingers.
One more
my scratching finger nail.
Here we are. Yeah, that's, you know, that's.
Yeah, you did your thumb exercises, but you were not doing pointer finger. You did not prep that pointer finger.
Okay,
because I didn't know.
It is in your hand. Wait for it. Scratch and sniff.
You.
Matt.
This is bad again.
Compost.
Yes.
Is it really?
Oh, really?
My God.
You guys.
Soil?
That's bad. That was bad.
I didn't like that one.
You know what? You can take your blindfolds off now.
These are unattractive scents.
Did you think? you folks are such good sports.
Great.
Thank you for doing that.
That was pretty
funny. We'll have a chat after the show to see if that game is.
I had another thing
back.
I was going to guess other than compost, but I thought I'd keep it clean.
Well, I knew you were thinking that, which is why it was easy to. Anyway, we need to thank the good folks who came through like overnight for us, I'm serious, at Wacky Whiffer.
For
they,
real?
They're out in Colorado.
And Wacky Whiffer?
Now you know what they do for a living. And there are hundreds of cents on the list.
That is crazy.
So, Wacky Whiffer. I'm going to go check it out.
That's a good idea.
It's like the every flavor bean, like jelly beans. Jelly beans. Right. Like, yeah. I'm not giving you ideas for future shows either. There will be no earwax jelly beans
whatever
in my
are you
future.
Talking about? I can't imagine.
No, it's cruel.
No.
You should have seen what we had planned for Scratch and Sniff. But, you know, it's a family show.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, family.
Wow. Isn't that? Anne is really calculating.
This is tough. This is tough stuff.
I think there's some moving and shaking going on here.
Well, yeah, that was me. But yeah. Anne, what do you got?
I was double checking on some numbers.
Good.
Okay.
Whoa.
Good. Oof. Check them twice.
Yeah. Count, double checking, that kind of thing. Things have tightened up a bit again.
Good.
Matt is still in the lead with 15.
15.
Emily's behind with 14. And Julie is behind at 13.
Wow.
This game.
Anyone can win this one.
Anyone's game.
Anyone.
Dude.
This is when the nerves, either the nerves or the grit kick in.
Right.
Yeah. Certain people have their strengths, and clearly Emily has a nose for
olfactory.
Weird smells.
Well,
finally coming in handy. Finally.
We've tested your noses. Now we're going to test your ears.
Uh-oh.
We're going to play Name That.
Oh, this is also sense. Emily. I can tell
now,
this is going to happen.
We'll see. I don't want to build it up
here,
too much. And then
this
disappoint.
Is the only time we're going to offer you this. This is called I Heard It on the Radio.
On the radio. Whoa, radio, radio.
You don't get this just anywhere, folks. So send us your money, and we'll won't sing anymore for you. Okay.
608-638-9378.
WDRT.org.
We'll play songs heard right here on WDRT in the last few weeks, hosted by your favorite DJs.
Fun.
Name the song we're playing for 1 point. And if you get that right, you can earn another point by naming the show that played it.
Oh, wow. Oh,
here's a
that's
note.
That's a bonus.
Only if you get the song title right can you get the bonus. Man.
Okay. Ooh.
That's not up for just anyone. That's up for a person who's already scored a point. Okay? So this is, as we say in radio, a BFD, because there's some points available here. Whew. Number one, please.
Your beauty is beyond compare.
Emily.
Jolene.
Oh, nice. Right on cue, too. Do you have perfect pitch?
A little bit.
A little bit of perfect
pitch. I'm not sure if it works like
Thank
that.
Thank you. I've never, ever
Sometimes?
In my life heard that. I'll give you a shot at the show now for a bonus point. Who played that just recently, as a matter of fact?
It could go either way. It could be her song because it's a female,
yeah,
but
it could
my
have been.
Gut was Paul Fairchild, The Train.
I'm sorry. This was on Shock Therapy.
Okay.
And Driftless Morning.
Ooh, and? Ooh.
Number next. Matthew.
Peace Train.
Peace Train Cat by Stevens. Cat Stevens.
I'm saying the train. I'm saying the train.
You know, I love Paul, too. That happened to have been played on Saturdays with Sid. Thank you, Sid. It was just, I think it was last week. Number three. Don't all buzz at once.
Yeah.
Don't everybody buzz at once. Okay.
I want to guess the show.
Hold it. I can guess.
Somebody out there is going
the show, but not the.
Okay.
I know. I'm sure someone.
Can
has
I guess? Yeah,
this.
I'm going to guess.
Many
I'm
going to
guess. It's called "For Whom the Bell Tolls." I think Metallica sung it.
I thought
and,
it was Metallica.
Of course, it was on Driftless Doom.
Yes.
A point for Eddie. Yes. Number next, please.
I know the show.
Yeah, we know the show.
Matthew.
I once had a girl. Norwegian Wood.
Yes, sir, for a point. Here's
on
a shot
Mr. Coppa's Neighborhood.
Where on earth, else on earth would you hear?
Killing it.
Eddie Vodica playing the synthesizer, I believe it was.
Who was it? Who was the artist?
Eddie Vodica.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Number next. Get your buzzers ready. Matt.
Stardust.
Yep.
It's Willie Nelson, but I don't know who
This is always where
Shout
I fall
the
behind.
Bonus point for you.
The train.
It was the train. We guessed Paul three times now. Yeah,
eventually,
and we got it
it's going to be the train.
For you folks who like such things, Stardust has not once, not twice, but three times over the past however long been voted the greatest song written in the 20th
Hoagy Carmichael.
Century. Hoagy Carmichael.
I guess I need to listen
Stardust.
To it.
Yeah, just anybody's version.
Okay.
Willie's is nice, but
Willie's is good. Anybody.
Nat King Cole.
Oh,
yeah, that's where you gotta go.
He had the pipes.
Okay, noted.
Okay, but number next.
Oh, the bitter winds are coming in, and I'm already.
Use those buzzers. Julie.
I know the band. It's First Aid Kit.
Yes, it
is. And it is.
Come on, girl.
Something about.
Come on, girl.
Something about Stockholm winter or something. Play more of this song.
I'm impressed.
Yes, yes, you can ask for play more.
Play more.
Sure.
Play more.
Yeah, the same one. Yeah.
Oh, the bitter winds are coming in.
You're all over it, girl. You're all over it, but I do need a name, a title. Okay.
I know so much, but also so little.
Yeah.
Oh.
The title is Emmy Lou.
Emmy Lou.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I say a point is deserved for that. That's my.
I'm so far behind.
I don't mind voting.
This is not going to be.
Can we,
no, I'm kidding.
Can we vote?
No.
You wanna? Sure.
Come on.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Okay. Pity point for Julie.
Pity point.
All right.
This is not going to be the make or break moment.
Can we get a ding?
Ding.
Leapling.
I'll take it.
One more.
Not too proud.
Put your rap hats on. One more.
Did she get to do? Wanna pull up top because you
notice that butt was. Emily.
Baby Got Back.
No.
Yes.
Way.
And who on
Sir
earth?
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Who played that?
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Is that.
Yes, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Is it the RLE Experience?
Yes. You got it for the bonus.
Yes,
thing.
I love the RLE
Experience. So
it is an experience. It truly
Blown
is.
Blown away. Blown away.
Therefore, the E. Mm-hmm. The Robert Lambert Experience. Listen, you'll like it too. Okay, folks. Annie, could you give the scores, please? I'm sorry about the Annie, but you go.
Verification.
Only my mom calls me Annie.
Okay. Hi, Mom.
You got it?
How'd you get in?
All right. I'm just going to do them. Matt's got 20, Emily's got 17, Julie's got 14.
It's
spreading
still
out again.
Wow.
Game.
It's the music is always going to kill me.
I'm ready to
crash and burn. I'm ready to crash and burn.
638-9378. I would list
this
premiums,
fall from grace
but we don't have time. And besides, it doesn't matter what we call thank you gifts because we want you to pitch in whatever amount you can. We don't know how much you can afford, but you do. Hey, here's an idea. Why don't you give us a little bit every month and become a sustainer?
Mm. Yeah.
I do that. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Me too.
Don't even have to think about it.
Minimum of $5 a month. Any amount above that per month. It could be 6. It could be 8. Just as long as it's a round number.
That's our preference.
3783.
Okay, it's just
know who you are.
You can do whatever you want.
Yes. Yeah. That would help us enormously. It puts the money where it belongs really quick. Hey, there's my favorite organist. Hi.
Oh, cute.
Wow.
Yeah, so many people are coming in and out of the station.
It is so great. And by the way, out there, can we get some thank you notes in here? You know, we're working hard here, and I see people coming in, so I know they're giving you money. So how about you get some in here? Okay, thanks. There, I'm done with my speech.
That was good.
They're not paying any attention. They are busy out there.
That's a good thing.
Just like
that's a very good thing.
Nose to the grindstone out there.
Okay, folks. You know what?
Already?
Hit them up, move them out.
It's time for the final round, where each panelist will be asked a series of questions in rapid order. They will have 60 seconds to answer as many as they can. I caution you not to waste time on a question that is stumping you. Move on. If we have time, we can come back and you get another shot at that question. The order of play will be Julie, followed by Matt, followed by Emily. Buzzers are not necessary.
Oh. That's good. Mine's all sweaty.
I know. I'm like a sweaty palm.
I saw it slip out of your hands that one time. I think that was on the Jolene question. And I won't go any further with that.
Sani wipes on my, my buzzer handle.
I love it when you say on the radio, Sani wipes. Thank you.
It's part of what I do.
It is part of what you do. Oh, no, don't get giggles now. No. Julie, are you ready?
I guess I have to say yes because time is limited.
We're going to start your timer. What fruit tree's blossom is famous in both Japan and Washington?
Cherry blossoms.
Yes. What day celebrates workers' rights?
May Day.
Yes. What happens to daylight hours in May?
They spring forward.
Yes. What's DRT's zip code?
54665.
Yes. Spell peony for me.
P-E-O-N-I.
Oh, sorry.
Why?
Name a tractor manufacturer. Anyone.
Kubota.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Name a berry variety. Anyone.
Blackberries.
Yes. Spell heirloom.
H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M.
Yes.
Whoa.
Name a sportswear company.
Nike.
Yes. Now, do you want to go back and try the, oh, heck.
Peony?
Yes.
P-E-O-N-Y?
Yes. You got them all.
Yay.
Nailed them.
I knew it wasn't an I, but it just sounded exotic.
Wow, I don't know.
She was wanting to talk about plural.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever said
like plural. P&I, the multiple P&I.
P&I, you know.
Hey, well done, pal.
A bouquet of P&I.
Yeah. I put it on the mantle next to the brains.
Yeah, the bouquet of brains.
That was a play from the 40s, wasn't it? P&I?
I think so.
The P&I.
The P, Princess and the P, followed by the P&I.
The
Princess
and the P&I. Yeah.
Yule anyway. Brenner, Yule Brenner, I think.
It's a sequel to The King and I. It's like you became the princess,
see,
and then you had to pee.
Going all
then...
sorts of places.
All right, we're falling apart. We're falling apart.
Go. My left muscle just had an attack. Matt, are you ready?
I have to be.
Yes,
I have
you
no
do.
Choice.
You don't.
What do folks dance around in May?
The Maypole.
What country's Independence Day falls on May 5th?
France.
No. How many days are there in May?
31.
No.
31.
Yes. What's DRT's area code?
608.
Yes. Spell geranium.
G-E-R-A-N-I-U-M.
Yes. Name a lawnmower manufacturer.
Lawn Boy. They're out of business, but
all right.
They're the best.
Name a fruit tree.
Cherry.
Yes. Spell Aurora.
A-U-R-O-R-A.
Yes. Name a type of yoga.
Bikram.
Yes.
Ooh, deep cut.
Nice.
Got him.
I'm married to a yoga teacher, so.
Okay, there you go.
Well, that explains.
If I had gotten that wrong and she was listening, if I had said, like, you know,
and besides,
freestyle.
Besides, you would have had the handbag.
That's the kind of yoga I do.
The dollar that I handed you earlier to get that question. You had to give that back to me.
I know. Right. I know. And I need that dollar.
You could give him a bouquet of geranii instead.
Spell geranii.
A bouquet?
A bouquet.
Spell
bouquet of geranium.
Okay, folks. Emily. Are you ready?
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
Loosen up.
Mm-hmm. What famous horse race happens in May?
The Kentucky Derby.
Yes. Name one of the May zodiac signs.
Gemini, baby.
Yes.
That's me.
What May holiday honors fallen soldiers?
Memorial Day.
Yes. What's DRT's street address?
311 South Main Street.
Yes. Spell lilac.
L-I-L-A-C.
Yes. Name a power tool manufacturer.
Milwaukee.
Yes. Name a melon variety.
Cantaloupe, baby.
Yes. Spell Cherokee.
C-H-E-R-O-K-E-E.
Yes. Name a track and field event. Anyone.
Shot put.
Yes. I can't believe you folks are so hot today.
That was impressive.
Dang almighty. Okay. Smoke them if
on.
You got them. Mm-hmm. We got to give our accountant, our wizard of the math, some time.
At?
Oh, we got
thank yous
coming
in. Oh, good.
Amazing.
Yes.
the redoubtable,
Julie wants
the ever terrific Shayna Meshbecher has brought us these things.
Should
yous.
We go one,
Julie?
And one for one?
Oh, yeah, okay. You guys go. You
we want to thank Toby.
Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Dan.
Yes.
Is that a
Pat?
Pat. Thank you, Pat.
Jerome.
Oh.
And there's one more. Douglas with a shout out to Saturdays with Sid.
Aww.
Heck yeah, we love awesome. Sid.
Yes, we do.
Thanks, hey, thank oh, and we got our total here.
What's the total?
We got multiple totals here. Should we read this total number?
Because oh,
this
is a do that. I like that.
All right.
Like
it. One. It's four numbers and it starts 4442.
4,442.
Oh, you know what that means?
Folks.
We are so close to being a third of the way.
Yeah.
Let's get to 5,000 awesome. In the next 3 minutes.
We are on schedule.
Mm-hmm. Killing it. Thanks, y'all, for your donations.
Yes, thank you, indeed. Really, really and good. Without further ado, the moment you have all waited for.
Well.
I'm gulping here. Yipes.
It's a tie. We're all tied.
Well, no, we all are three.
I'm just sitting on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. So, Julie has come in at 23.
Yes.
Emily has come in at 26.
Yes.
And Matt. Matt is our winner today at 27.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, yes. I was hoping there'd be a tiebreaker.
So close.
Good job, Matt.
Oh.
Thank you.
Man. It gives him something, really you know, to just continue.
You have to take your headphones off before we can put the tiara on, though.
You just okay, never okay. know I, who's going to win.
One I'm ready for my close-up.
Yeah, Matthew, before we leave, I have to get your solemn promise to show up on our next quiz show, which just happens to be our nation's birthday, the 4th of July. Just say yes. I'll pretend.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Great. Hey, thank you,
I will
sir.
Come in with false pride.
Thank you for your service.
Well, my friends, I hope you had as much fun out there as we had in here. I don't think it's possible, but I hope you did. You want to think about joining us on the quiz show, so drop us a line and we will get in touch with you. Oh, we will. I want to thank our Wizard of the Accounts, Anne Altland.
Woo!
Our expert.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Julie, Matt, and Emily, you folks are
Yay.
The best. Bar none.
Stoked to
the
be
best.
Here.
That was awesome.
My heartfelt thanks to our producer, Terry O'Connor. And most of all, thanks to you for tuning in this morning.
Ed, I would just like to say I'd like to just donate my prize money right back to the station.
Oh, Matthew, thank you. Did you hear that, folks?
100%.
Yeah. 100%. Join Matt Shortridge
I'm just gonna donate
and help
all
us
of
out.
My prize money right back to the station.
We'll be here all day asking for your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you.